two former state Supreme Court justices have said do not impeach liberal Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's still considering it. Hope you're not superstitious. It's Friday, October 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Lots to get to on the show here this Friday, including a new report which looks at which Wisconsin school districts have the most students choosing to skip required immunizations. Hope Kerwin will have that story. And the largest project ever funded under a Great Lakes program will clean up toxic sediments from a polluted hotspot in Milwaukee. Danielle Kading will help explain that one. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says impeaching liberal state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz is still on the table. Rich Kramer reports that comes after two former conservative justices told Voss they do not support removing her from office.
Republicans have been floating the idea of impeachment since before Protasiewicz was even elected. More recently, they have criticized her for agreeing to hear a redistricting lawsuit, even though she called GOP voting maps rigged during her campaign. Despite two former conservative justices advising against impeachment, Voss is saying it's still on the table.
We know ultimately that if they decide to inject their own political bias inside the process and not follow the law, we have the ability to go at the U.S. Supreme Court, and we also have the ability to hold her accountable to the voters of Wisconsin.
Protasiewicz denied a request from Republican lawyers to step aside from the lawsuit, saying she hasn't prejudged anything. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has been fundraising off the impeachment threat and is pressuring Republican lawmakers to back away from the idea altogether. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Assembly Republicans are approving a trio of bills about transgender youth. One would bar minors from receiving gender-affirming health care, such as hormone replacement treatments or surgeries. Two would require students to play on sports teams that correspond with their biological sex. Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc introduced the bills. She said transgender students deserve the same protections as other students.
But they do not belong in spaces where the law has spoken unambiguously on distinct, long-standing protections for women and girls within the field of competitive sports.
Democrats voted unanimously against those proposals. They argued that the bills contribute negatively to mental health outcomes, and Governor Tony Evers has said he will veto the legislation. A new report looks at which Wisconsin school districts have the most students choosing to skip required immunizations. Hope Kerwin talked with a physician about why parents could be declining these vaccines.
State data shows 10% of K-12 students did not meet vaccination requirements last school year. Just under half of those had a personal conviction waiver. An analysis by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the average rate of these waivers was higher in school districts with fewer than 500 students and in rural districts. Dr. Emma Moore from UW Health says based on her experience, questions about the COVID-19 vaccines have impacted some parents' thoughts on other immunizations.
So they say, oh, people were questioning the COVID vaccine and researching it, and now our doctor is offering us a different vaccine. Like, should we be questioning this one?
Moore says it's up to primary care doctors to answer these questions and to encourage parents to vaccinate their children. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lawmakers in both chambers of the state legislature held hearings this week on a bill limiting competition between companies building new power lines. The bill would give owners of transmission lines the right of first refusal to build lines connecting to their existing ones. That could prevent out-of-state competition. American Transmission Company owns and operates much of the state's power line system, and it says it supports the legislation. Mike Hoffbauer's with the company.
Wisconsin customers will pay less for a regional transmission project that's built by an incumbent utility than they would if that project was built by an outside developer.
Tom Content with the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, however, disagrees.
This bill undercuts affordability efforts by blocking an opportunity to find cost savings or project improvements when major power lines are built.
Now, a previous version of this bill failed to reach the governor's desk just last year. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin is an underwriter of Wisconsin Public Radio. The largest project ever funded under a Great Lakes program will clean up toxic sediments from a polluted hotspot in Milwaukee. As Danielle Kading reports, a $450 million effort will remove millions of yards of material from the harbor and surrounding rivers.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it'll be enough material to fill 610 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Federal regulators are working with state and local partners to clean up the Milwaukee estuary. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says many areas around the lakes, including Milwaukee, have been dealing with the aftermath of industrial pollution for years.
Cleanup and restoration of the Milwaukee estuary is essential to the health of the surrounding communities, the vitality of Lake Michigan, and the strength of local economies.
Much of the funding comes from extra money set aside for Great Lakes cleanup projects under the bipartisan infrastructure law. Partners will finish cleanup of sediments contaminated with toxic chemicals, petroleum compounds, and heavy metals like mercury and lead. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We've held out for a while here on the show, but you know we couldn't go forever without talking about Taylor Swift, right? She's everywhere. Her 2023 concert tour is on track to be the biggest in history. But of course, as her fans here know, it has no plans of stopping in Wisconsin. However, I know some WPR reporters who are excited about this. Starting this week, fans who did not get the chance to see the pop star in person can take in her show at movie theaters. Critics argue the atmosphere, however, of live music just can't be replicated. Abby Esterline is the program coordinator at Milwaukee Film. She says there's nothing like a live show, but fans can still expect good vibes.
Translating that onto the screen, you're not going to get the exact same feeling, but that's why I'm kind of excited about that. Some of that communal atmosphere is like everyone's still there to see Taylor.
Movie theaters are encouraging fans to dress up and sing along during the show. Some will have specialty cocktails and, of course, yes, even displays in the lobby where fans can take pictures. Because if you didn't post it, it didn't happen. The new Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus will be at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee this weekend after a six-year hiatus. As Robert DeAndrea reports, the circus has a long history in Wisconsin.
The show traces its roots to two circus proprietors from Delavan. They convinced P.T. Barnum to enter the business in 1871. More than a decade later, the Ringling brothers from Baraboo went on tour with a circus of their own. Their empire eventually bought out Barnum. Greg DeSanto is the executive director of the International Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center in Baraboo. He said he's celebrating the return of an important American brand.
It's older than Coca-Cola. It's older than the Kentucky Derby. It's older than Major League Baseball. It's something that has been part of our world for so long.
The new show will have no animal performances or clowns with painted faces. It will instead focus on daredevil acts, music, and acrobats. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bet you didn't think you'd be hearing about Taylor Swift or the Barnum and Bailey Circus on the show here today. Bet you also didn't think you'd be hearing from Donald Driver, the former Green Bay Packer. But coming up in Wisconsin Life, he'll be talking to us about bringing his children's book to the stage. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about a Green Bay Packers legend who's bringing a series of children's books to the stage in Milwaukee.
Following your dreams, the power of perseverance, being a good friend. Words to live by for Donald Driver on his journey toward becoming a member of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame and a celebrated children's author whose books have now been adapted for the stage by the Marcus Performing Arts Center and First Stage in Milwaukee. Driver says the idea for his book series started simply at bedtime.
And it started with my kids, telling them stories that night, just kind of walking through the process. And the first book I wrote was Quickie Makes the Team, all about a little kid that wasn't the biggest kid in the world, but just had the heart to play the game that he loved.
That first book contained a lesson from his own childhood.
It's not about how big you are, it's about how big your heart is. then you can go and accomplish all the things that you want to do.
Next was a book about perseverance.
Next thing you know, it was quickie handles a loss, right? Everything we go through in life, we will lose something. It's just depending on what that loss is, right? We may fail a test. We may lose a game. We may lose a loved one. But regardless of what we do, we keep pushing on.
And if you do that, you can make your dreams come true.
And then the next one, quickie, goes to the big game. We all dream of accomplishing something big in our lives. And if you have a dream, then you follow it.
The main character in the books is Quickie, who's based on Driver himself. Donald's path to football stardom wasn't easy as a seventh-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers.
My biggest thing was just to make the team.
Oh, he made the team. And that was just the beginning.
But as time went on, you start getting closer and closer to records, and you start thinking that maybe I could be one of the best receivers to ever play for the Green Bay Packers, if not the best, right? And I did. I started to chase those goals, and all of a sudden, I was breaking records.
When Driver retired after 14 seasons with the Packers, he held the franchise records for receptions and receiving yards. Pretty impressive when you consider his number 80 jersey was also worn by NFL Hall of Famer James Lofton.
And he says, I wore the number for a long period of time, but you made the number. And for a Hall of Famer to give you that much credit after all the things that he's done with the Packers, something that I appreciate for a very long time.
In retirement, Driver won season 14 of Dancing with the Stars, wrote a series of children's books, and now he's the cultural ambassador for the Marcus Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee.
I love theater. I love performing arts. And I just wanted to get more Black and brown people in those seats. And I've always dreamed of Quickie becoming a play.
For the Marcus Performing Arts Center and First Stage to turn Driver's books into a play, entitled Dream Quickie Dream, they had to find the perfect playwright, Gloria Bond Clooney.
She didn't know me from Adam and Eve, especially not playing football. She was like, I don't really know who he is. And then she found out I was on Dance with the Stars, and she was like, I knew that was him, right? So that's when we got connected.
And when Donald saw his books become Dream Quickie Dream on the stage, he was amazed.
Because they portrayed it to the T. After the first show, I had the pleasure of just sitting down with the cast and told them, thank you. Thank you for telling my story through your eyes. And it was amazing.
Jeff Frank is artistic director at First Stage, and he thinks the play contains an important message for the whole community.
The play really ends with an opportunity, you know, for the audience to ask, you know, what are your dreams? If you had a dream for yourself, a dream for your community, what is it, right? And believe in it and get after it. Put the work in to make it happen.
And Kevin Galinto, president and CEO of the Marcus Performing Arts Center, says what made this production so special is Donald himself.
It allows someone to see themselves because they're familiar with Donald, and it makes the story more personal.
And so Driver says he hopes people who come to see the play leave with the same simple message that's guided him through his own amazing journeys.
If you have a dream, follow it. Don't let anyone tell you you can't reach your dreams.
For more on Donald Driver, his children's books, and the stage production of Dream Quickie Dream, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm Brad Goldberg.
And that'll do it. Man, I told you it was a jam-packed day. The circus, Taylor Swift, Donald Driver, all just in the back end of the program. Well, I'm worn out. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today on this Friday the 13th. Again, hopefully you're not superstitious. If you see any black cats, though, maybe just turn around and walk the other way. Just for today, maybe to be sure. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Of course, I am your host, Alex Crow, and you can find us every weekday morning right here in your podcast feed. Don't forget to subscribe. You know what the deal is. We'll show up automatically if you do. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.